Hello.
Hello, my name is Cassandra, returning your call from customer support. How can I help you today?
Yes, hi, Cassandra. So I ordered a bag from you guys, and the original cost of the bag was $5 and some change. And then I got a charge from you guys today that was for like $67 and some change. I wanted to know what that was about because I didn't authorize that charge at all. I only authorized the charge for the tech bag for $5 that I ordered from you guys.
Okay, can I have your zip code so I can look the information up?
60085.
You said how many zeros? Three or two?
30.
00085.
Yeah, 60085.
Oh, okay.
Two zeros, my apologies.
Okay. Okay, can I have your first and last name?
First name is Aaron. That's A as in apple, A as in apple, R as in Robert, O as in orange, N as in November. Last name Lee, L as in Larry, E as in elephant, E as in elephant.
And this, can you verify your shipping address for me, please?
Yes, 622 Hickory Street. Waukegan, Illinois, 60085.
And that email is that email AaronRLee92@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Hold on a minute.
Take your time.
I'm just waiting on a system to pull up.
Take your time.
Okay, sir. So I do see that charge on the 16th, which was today for the $67.32. And that was for the technical bag. And the reason why you have that charge, sir, is because it goes back to the 10th, December the 10th. Where you paid $5.74 for the tactical bag. The tactical bag was supposed to have been free. But I don't know, did you read the, did you, because a lot of people don't read the fine print. Did you read the terms and conditions that at the time that you purchased that bag, it's supposed to have been free. But at the same time, once you purchased that bag, the bag was also a welcoming gift. It welcomed you into a club. It automatically put you into the Factory Direct Savings Store, which is a club, and it's a monthly membership fee that comes with that club, which is the 60, yes, sir, which is the $67.32. That's why you had that charge, because that's the monthly membership fee. And once you become a member of that club, you will have a voucher for a monthly voucher for $125, where you can purchase items from the Factory Direct Savings Store. Yes, sir. So that's where the charge is coming from.
To be honest with you, no, I didn't read the fine print. But I'm good on the membership. Could I just cancel that and then just get a refund for the charges?
You didn't. I'm sorry, you didn't cancel it in time. I can cancel, but as far as the refund, I can give you some of your money back, but you're not gonna get the full refund.
So, could you explain why I can't get the full refund?
Because
What was the
it's a valid charge, sir. That was the membership, and that you didn't cancel the membership. Everything was stated, and I apologize. Like I said, you didn't
You're
read the
good.
term. It was stated in the thing, and a lot of people don't read that, and then they have these charges.
Right.
So
so when
I can definitely cancel you. I can do that.
Right. So when was the date to cancel by?
You had before the 3 days was up to cancel that, and they charged you, I think, on that fifth or that sixth day.
Okay, so could you just cancel the membership and then don't worry about the read? Could you just cancel the read? Cancel the membership. I don't need it. I'm good on that. I don't do a lot of online shopping, and this is one of the reasons why. And then don't worry about the refund. I'm just gonna go through my credit card to get the whole refund back, because I can't do a partial refund for something that, like, yeah, I'll admit, yes, it was my fault for not reading the terms and conditions. I should have read that, but I didn't see anywhere on the website where it had a list for terms and conditions.
No,
unless
sir.
It was
it's in the fine print. A lot of you had to click on terms and conditions, and that'd be at the very bottom of the screen. It's at the very bottom of the screen. And a lot of, like I said, you see the little fine writing. You probably saw a little box there that said click this, and sometimes it go overlooked.
Okay, that's fine. Just cancel my membership then, and then I don't need any further communication from you guys or any further charges from you guys. Don't worry about the partial refund, because I'm sure it's not even anywhere near what I paid just now. So. Just cancel my membership. I'm good. Thank you for your time. I don't need any further communications from you guys or any further charges. So I'm just going to go through my credit card and get the full refund back. I do apologize for not reading the terms and conditions. So yes, that is my fault. But at the same time, that needs to be like at the forefront of the website and not just in the terms and conditions. So thank you very much for your time. You have a good evening.
Okay. You too.
All right, could you just cancel my – can
yes,
I get some
sir.
Form of confirmation that you have canceled it?
Yes, sir. It's Season Charlie. 263-319-773.
All right, give me a second. Let me get a pen. I'll write that down. Okay, can you read that off to me one more time?
Season Charlie, 263-319-773.
All right, that was Season Charlie,
263-773.
All right, hold on. Let me make sure I have it right. That's Season Charlie, 26. And what was the rest?
263-319-773.
All right, that's C as in Charlie, 263-319-773.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you for canceling my membership. I will be holding on to that number.
Okay.
And I will be contacting my credit card company to get that full refund. You have a wonderful evening. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay.